basically the grain came into the elevator. It was ground through, they just call them rolls actually. Depending on which specific part of the process it is, some rolls would have rifling in it, something like this placemat.
Ridges, sort of?
Because it sort of helps to grab the grain and not let it slip through. But other parts would have a smoother surface, and you'd grind it finer and finer and finer until you get a product like typically what you have today when you buy flour. It's very finely ground.
And then how is the starch actually separated from the gluten?
You make a thick dough first, and then you weaken it, if you want to use that term, with water, and you make it thinner and thinner.
So more watery.
Water. And when you make it to the consistency that the process demands, you run it over reciprocating screens. And these screens generally run at an incline, and the so-called raw material hits the top of the screen and then slowly works its way down. As it's working its way down, it agglomerates the gluten, and the gluten becomes gobs of material. And if you realize, and you as you often do, that you're going to want to ship this gluten somewhere, then you've got to dry it in a dryer. And there are generally several, two or three different methods used for drying that gluten. You generally ship it in heavy-walled paper bags.
The kind that are stitched across the top?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.